Thank you for calling the Hair Relax for Help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I will be.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't already started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, was it you or a family member that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years?
It was me.
And which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Endometrial
cancer?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Okay. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
In 2018.
Do you know about what month?
It was in March 2018.
March of 2018?
Yes.
And what state are you in?
I am in New York.
New York, okay. Let me check the statute of limitations for New York. Okay, we should be good on that there. So let me put March 2018. And then at what hospital or facility were you diagnosed at?
New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Okay, let me plug that in there. And what was your doctor's name?
Dr. Blitz, Dr. Karen Blitz.
Dr. Karen, I'm sorry, spell out the last name.
It's Blitz, is B-I-L-T-Z.
Okay, perfect, thank you. And then I have the address here. And then I have the number there. Okay, let me go to the next section. And just to confirm here, you used the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And about how many times a year would you say you used it?
Well, I used to relax my hair every other month.
Okay. So about six times a year or so, thereabouts?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then we confirmed you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of New York. Does that sound correct?
That sounds correct, yes.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And do you know anybody else that would have been diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxers or not really?
Well, right now, not that I. Well, I don't know anybody right now.
No, okay, not a problem. Thank you. And then let me put New York here again. Bear with me here.
No problem.
Okay, so you were diagnosed in New York. Okay. And then when did you start using the hair relaxers? What year?
Oh, I've used Dr. Lovely ever since I was in college, so, and I'm 46 right now, so I've been using hair relaxers ever since I was like 18.
Okay, so what year would that be then?
What year would that be? I would say 1996.
Okay.
Yeah, 96, 97, yeah.
And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it in the year 2018.
Okay. And then now, were you mostly using it at home or?
You know, I always go to the salons to get my hair done.
Okay, so it was mostly in the salon then?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said it was a Dark and Lovely that they used.
Yeah.
And then just to confirm here, your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year, right?
I'm sorry, you said when?
Yep, so I know you already kind of answered this because you've been using it a long time, but just to confirm here, your cancer diagnosis has happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. And let me... here. Let me go to the next section. And then what kind of treatments did you receive?
Chemotherapy.
What date did that start, roughly?
Year 2018. I would say in March 2018.
Okay. And then what was your doctor's name that treated you?
Dr. Karen Blitz.
The same one that diagnosed you? Okay, perfect. Let me plug that in. And then I imagine it's the same address, so let me put that there. And then let me put the phone number. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I am a female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name, J-U-D-I-T-H, last name, D-E-S-T-I-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But I want to circle back.
Uh-huh.
So it was first my gynecologist, Dr. Bush, who diagnosed me, and then she sent me to the specialist, Karen Blitz.
Okay. So let me go to that section. So the one that diagnosed you was Dr. Bush, you said?
Yes, Dr. Bush.
And then at the same hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me... And then you said endometrial cancer, right?
Yes. She's melanoma. Melanoma.
That would be for Depo-Provera. So I'm sorry if you were also diagnosed with meningioma, but for the hair relaxer, it was endometrial. You said,
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let me go to the next section here, and then I have your email, judithdestin7@icloud.com. And then I have your cell as 917-952-9453. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And what would be the current mailing address?
It's 188 East Mineola Avenue.
I'm sorry, 18?
188 East Mineola Avenue.
Spell out Mineola, please.
Mineola is MINEOLLIA.
Okay, Avenue in Valley Stream, New York?
Yes.
Okay. And then... Can I put you on a quick hold? The system's giving me a hiccup here on the date. Can I put you on a brief hold? Is that okay? Thank you.
Sure, yeah. Hello?
Thanks for holding. I am messaging the IT department. Let's see.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Sure.
Work around here, but we're almost done. This next section just asks if you want to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Sure. It's I have two numbers. 718.
And this is for the, I'm sorry, the person, do you live with them or emergency? No?
Yes.
And their number is
718-577-8710.
8710, okay. And then it'll only let me put one phone number in there, but I said 718-577-8710, you said?
87, yes, the one.
Okay. And their name?
G. Ramos. G.
G. Ramos.
Gene Ramos.
G-E-N-E? Or, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And then spell out the last name?
Ramos is R-O-M-E-L-U-S.
E-L-U-S. Okay. R-O-M-E-L-U-S. And then their relationship to you?
My domestic partner.
Okay.
And the other person I want to put down...
It'll only let me put one in.
Okay.
And then Sorry, I'm texting the IT guy as we're speaking so I can submit this. But the last portion is for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
9/28/1977.
9/28/77. And then the social?
I'm not comfortable giving my whole social, so.
No, just the last four.
3812.
Thank you. Sorry for the confusion. And then let me just wait. Okay, perfect. I think he fixed it. Wait, no. Hold on. He's texting me still. Sorry for that. It should have been brought to their attention sooner. It's just a little tech hiccup because they updated the intake. See him typing the little type bubble. Bear with me. Let me see if it does it now. Okay, I'm going to be sending you an automated text message for DocuSign. In just a few moments, it will send out to you. I just have to put, so you used it from 2018 to from 1996, so about 22 years, so let me put that in. That was the last thing I missed for the math portion, but you should be getting that any moment here via email and text message. You can open up either one, whatever is more convenient for you.
Okay. Okay, Emmanuel from MathSorts.
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
And then,
what is this I'm saying? Is this telling me what am I saying exactly?
Yep. So you're allowing release of medical information, and then you're saying that the firm is allowed to represent you. And then when it comes to the clicking, I can't see your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know. But you'll know you did it correctly once you tap a yellow finish button. If it pushes through, then we did it correctly. If it doesn't go through, then it means we might have missed something.
Okay. So, you're the one who's assigning the case for people to get compensation?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Are you the attorney on case? On file?
No, No, I'm not an attorney. I'm an intake specialist, so my job is just to verify the information that gets sent over to the firm to represent you. And they'll actually call you in about a week or so to introduce themselves and then double-check the work, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that. So their call will be the more important one, even though it'll be shorter. They just want to reconfirm everything so that they know it's correct in their system. And what does your screen read now?
Well, I'm trying to find the pages. Okay, so, okay. Okay, I'm finished.
Let me just make sure it came through. And, yep, you're all set. So, like I said, in about a month or so, no, I'm sorry, not a month, a week or so, the firm will call you directly just to double-check everything, introduce themselves. But other than that, you're good to go for now. I know it's getting pretty cold in New York, so try and stay warm, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, all right. Okay.